Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, fellas? The enrollment is increasing. I thought, you know, wrongly again, I thought that since I, you know, wasn't going to do the damn a deal to get in, that I wasn't going to get a good enrollment. But I'm getting a good enrollment. See, the thing about shit is that this, like, for anybody, the real motherfuckers ain't going to fuck with it. But when you make it to where the real motherfuckers fuck with it, then you get them. So I don't have nowhere near the enrollment of what I had last semester or this semester. But, you know, I got a decent enrollment. It's like half right now, and I still got a couple of weeks to go. But it's like half of what it was, what it normally would be. So what I'm saying, that 50 motherfuckers that I got, you know, last semester, I'm telling you, just was a lesson for me. Many are called. Many are called. Whoever got ears are going to hear, because it's a call. All motherfuckers, come over and join this. And them motherfuckers, all them motherfuckers go join. But they're the many. The chosen motherfuckers ain't gonna really fuck with that crowd of motherfuckers, because they don't want to be, you know, associated with them. So they gonna wait until that crowd of motherfuckers, you know, do whatever they do, however they do it. Then the real motherfuckers is going to fuck with them. Because right now, if it's about money, I didn't make as much money as I did with three times as many motherfuckers. Come on. It's not about money. This is about quality. It's not about quantity. It's about quality. My only rival, because today, you know, there is just nothing. There's no one. Even this motherfucker that's on here right now want to tell me about whatever I owe him, which he could do whatever goddamn to complain about whatever instead of coming on here so he can be heard. This is a bitch-ass motherfucker, man. Let me get him off here. So what I'm saying is my only fucking rival in life are my thoughts. Whatever my particular thought is, that's the only thing can rival what I think. What I'm saying is my thoughts are the only things that can make me change directions once I've decided to do something. My thoughts. Not your thoughts. Not a group of motherfuckers' thoughts. My thoughts. Now, when you like just thinking about a rival, man, I'm such a motherfucker that only Superman can rival me. I'm just saying, when thinking about your rival, you know, you want that rival to be some kind of fucking super being or something capable of seeking or achieving magnificent feats. Well, or at least that's how I like to think. But my actual rival is even greater than a superhero. Because my rival has no special skills, no special strengths, no special qualities. My rival is only what it is. It's this. And if this is a rival for you, as it is for me, my thinking is my rival in life is the thought of not doing enough to get what I want. Now that thought can stir me. It can get me out of wherever I'm at right now with this bitch. I'm finna fuck this bitch. Woo, woo, and now some kind of way I thought of this. Oh man, my dick ain't hard. I can't fuck. I got baby. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do it like that. My biggest rival to date is the thought of not doing or taking Sidewalk University as far as I can, or as far as it can go. You know, I'm getting so many requests to enroll this semester. Not so many, but I'm getting a lot of fucking requests to enroll, and some of them I was passing up, but then I'm hitting them now, and I'm telling them blah, blah, blah. The motherfuckers do it. They serious. So what I'm saying is, at one time I thought 50 students. If I can get up to 50 students at a time, I really am doing something. So my thought was to get up to this 50. But last semester, I didn't get up to 50. I got up to 42. But I learned so much about that number. That's a large number. I mean, I'm realizing 25, that is a real number. I mean, I can really work with that number because I can expect those motherfuckers, at least 20 of them, to be serious. You cannot expect 42 motherfuckers that got some kind of goddamn deal to be real. So, you got to understand what I'm going to say. I didn't have, nor did I want, a team of dudes in my motherfucking car all believing the same shit. Now, what I'm saying is most of the time, when I was a young motherfucker, you know, in this abadabba, and I'm representing this cube, I rolled alone, and I still do that today. To me, I mean, shit, how the fuck you want a whole bunch of motherfuckers believing what you believe riding your car? See, I would ride and think of the things I wanted to do in this amazing fucking life that I was living. And then I would figure out how to do it. That is the game. You don't think of something and don't do it. You think of it and you do it. Man, I want to rent a yacht and give a party. You do it because you wouldn't have thought of it if it was something that wasn't big enough for your thoughts. So, fellas, what I'm saying is there's big rewards. I'm talking about giant rewards. The rewards are waiting for you. If you're committed to getting, you know, if you're committed to getting things instead of wanting things, A lot of you motherfuckers don't know the difference, but I show the difference. I teach the difference in Sidewalk University. One Sidewalk University focus is to show you how to get what the fuck you want. The benefits of being a disciplined person, they don't necessarily show immediately. Neither does the progress in gaining your confidence. That's not going to occur overnight. So the one thing that I noticed that you haven't done is fully commit to the Alpha Life as you know it. Not as it is, but as you know it. You haven't fully committed to that. So how can you fully commit to something that's explained to you that lets you see your understanding of it was like 25% of what it really is? You won't accept. Oh, that's right. God damn it. You can't commit. Because it might interfere with your fucking rap career. One of, if not the greatest determining factor in your success as a confident man is your commitment to being confident. Oh, I'm confident, man. And then, well, I wonder what I should think. How can that go together? The fucking greatest. Hey, you guys, can you do me a favor? Somebody else call in besides this fucking private number prick that keeps calling in. Jesus Christ. He only want to say I owe him some money from some shit that he won't even tell me what it was. Damn it. Only in this goddamn computer generation do you find motherfuckers so insecure that they claim this abba-dabba cute and rapping at the same time. 209, I see you, baby. What's up?
Hey, hey, bud. What's going on?
Nothing was happening with you.
Oh, man, I wanted to tap in and let you know I still support you, bro. I don't always watch, but I'm down with you, though, bro.
Good, man. Come on. What's your question?
Shit, I ain't got no questions, bro. I'm just tapping in, my
guy. Oh, you just showing support.
That's it.
Hey, thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, bro.
And watch this. Watch this, bro. This motherfucker that keep calling in. With this private number. Watch what he say. Private number you own.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I just wanted to do that with you, and I think that we would have some fun together, right? And so at this point, if I see her smiling, if I see her like, you know, actually engaging in the conversation, being about it, and I say,
hey, bro.
Right?
Bro, listen. No one can really understand what you said because you're not speaking up loudly as men do. Speak up.
Only going to work if you got to tell her to text you later or you got to have her number, you know, right? Now, so let's say you just tell her to, you know, to put your number on the phone. What you need to do is you need to tell her. So remember, it's 10 a.m., right? You say to her, hey, what are you doing today? She's like, oh, I got to go to work.
Hey,
you know,
bro, you talking bullshit, man.
I get off around like 4 o'clock.
I had to cut him off, man. He talking bullshit. 907, what's up? Hey, 209, I'm going to let you go, man. Thanks.
Yeah, what's going on, Rosebud?
Man,
I got a question for you. When you're entering SWU, I wanted to know, like, other than commitment, what else would you say is the type of mind that you need to have in order to successfully to complete your course?
Man, you guys kill me, man. You fucking kill me. Let's say you're in the 12th grade and you finna graduate and you finna go or you want to go on to higher education and you got these colleges to choose from. Are you going to ask yourself that goddamn stupid-ass shit?
I mean, it wasn't stupid to me.
Hey, it is stupid. It is stupid. You want to know why it's stupid? Because you know goddamn well it takes the same commitment that it's going to take. It takes the same mindset that it would take for you to succeed in any fucking thing else. But you want to act like, because it's Sidewalk University coming from this pimp nigga, I might have to have another mindset. Bro, this shit ain't for you because you don't have the mindset that you need to understand it. Now.
I disagree with that, but I hear you.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you action right here. Tell me what the fuck you disagree with about what I said, and we'll go from there.
The fact that you said it ain't for me.
What about that?
I know I can handle it. I was just asking for pointers.
Hey, check this out, bro. Listen to me. The simple fact that you say you know you can handle it, and you still ask that question, shows you full of shit. Because if you couldn't handle it, I mean, if you could handle it, you would fucking go handle it. You wouldn't be on here asking no goddamn questions. No niggas ask questions. Now, what the fuck do you have to say?
I got a lot to say about that because, first of all, everybody don't think the way you think. If you teach
it, wait. First of all, you on my motherfucking show. Second of all, who gives a fuck what everybody else think? What I'm saying is I'm representing, promoting what Rosebud think, partner.
That's fine.
I know it's fine. That's why I cut your goddamn ass off. 440, what's up with you? I see you, 754. I'll get you in a minute.
How you doing, Rose? Good.
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
I just had a question about Sidewalk University. And I was wondering about the class, the courses, if they were online or if they were like an in-person type of situation.
Bro, my site, Rosebud the Author, have all of those questions answered. But just so you know, everything is online. This is an e-class. Everything you're going to do is online. But what's different about it is that you really going to have to do it. You ain't going to be able to read about it and watch some shit and memorize some shit and take some kind of fucking test. No. That ain't what's going on at Sidewalk University.
All right.
No more questions, bro. 754, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening?
I got like a statement to make. Okay, so I think that just the topic at hand is no one can rival me. Basically means that we're all in control of our own destiny. We're accountable for everything that goes on in our life. And so that, like, we're our own worst enemy or our own best friend. You know, like, you take full accountability for whatever goes on in your life. Nobody can cause you that we're rich.
Hey, let me stop you right there. Listen.
Yes, sir.
You stuttering and stumbling. But that answer you giving is a really strong, powerful motherfucking answer, man. Because it's the truth. That's what it is. It ain't about some other motherfucker's opinion. It ain't about what people think. It ain't about how many motherfuckers don't see what you see. It's about if you believe it, then that's what it is until you believe something else. And that's what you were saying with all that goddamn stumbling and mumbling. And
yes, sir.
Hey, I'm fucking with you, man. Don't let me bother you. I'm just fucking with you.
No. I've been with you for like 5 years or 6 years or so. So it's all good. I already know what time it is.
Listen, you guys, bruh was giving the right shit up just now. Everything he was saying, it ain't about this, it ain't about that, and woo, woo, woo. All of that shit is what time it is. That's how you know no one rivals you. Because what I'm saying is, if you fucking, the only motherfucker rival you, besides your thoughts, is if you was like choosing something like to become a race car driver and they telling you how to drive around that track without wrecking and shit and you thinking whatever the fuck you thinking. What I'm saying is at that point, you stupid as fuck to think nobody was joke shit because this motherfucker know what he talking about. I'm saying real is real. Otherwise, once the real come in, your thought going to the real. Ain't nobody rival in that. That's just how I think.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That
hey.
Was it. I just,
Hey, good shit, man. Hey, 414, what's up with you?
Hey, a few months ago, we talked about getting gifts on the show, and you told me that you asked him before, but he said no, but you said you would ask him again for me. Did he say no again, or did you forget to ask him?
Wait a minute. What's your question again? You heard something? I heard it, but I didn't get it.
A few months ago, I called in and I was like, "Hey, you should get Gifford on the show." And you told me about
Wait,
how
stop.
You asked him before.
Stop. You said a few months ago you called in and said what?
Can we get Gifford, your brother Gifford, on the show?
Oh, can we get Gifford on the show? Okay, go ahead.
And you told me that you tried to get him on the show before, but he said no. And I was like, hey, ask him again for me. And you said you would. And I was just calling in to see, did he say no again or did you forget to ask him?
No. Gifso ain't going to get on the show. You know why? Because Gifso, big old square, got a job, do what he do. When I do what I do, he would have to be on call, and I would have to be able to call him right now. Actually, I could call him right now, and he would be on, but he don't want to. I'm just being real, man.
For sure. All
right, let me ask you something. What you want to hear from Gifso?
I want to hear his tactics on women and because look, I read your book, right? And you said
yeah.
Be chick, and I never understood exactly how he taught you to be chick and shit, and you didn't you explained it, but I didn't get it. You know,
listen,
I just didn't get it, so I wanted to hear from you.
Listen, first, do you know what chicken shit is? See, this is what's wrong with you guys. You want to figure something out without knowing what's involved. Chicken shit. That means you walking down the street, and this person is picking up this old lady. Is picking up some shit that she didn't drop. And you just walk by. That's chicken shit. Otherwise, you walk by and you look at her. You see she old. You see she picking it up. But, man, fuck her. I didn't drop her shit. She did. That's chicken shit. Otherwise,
okay.
My example in the book, was this bitch saying, hey, let me buy you lunch, John? And she buy me lunch. And then she bring it to me because I'm sitting at the table with my boys. She bring it to me and then sit it there. And she go off to be with her girls, but she's not out of eye distance. She can see me. So when I start eating that shit, she gonna say, yeah, you know, whatever she did work. But she gonna see that I don't even eat the shit. She might see that I give the shit to one of my boys. That's chicken shit. That's me being chicken shit. Otherwise, fuck what you talking about. So, what I'm saying is, what does chicken shit or being chicken shit has to do with what you wanted to know from Gil?
Well, that's a good definition. I just wanted to hear him say it to see if I can get a, you know, the perfect clarification coming from the person that was teaching it.
Okay, otherwise you wanted to know what Gipso meant by the word chicken shit.
Right.
Believe me, man, that's what he meant. And it ain't him. That's what chicken shit meant. Motherfuckers, everybody, me, Gip, my brother, my friend, his uncle, all of us back then knew what chicken shit was. It was acting like you don't care. I don't give a fuck. That's chicken shit. I went out and bought you these. I went out and bought you this candy for Valentine's Day. So what, bitch? That's chicken shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
So I'm saying chicken shit had a valuable place when we was younger because they let the woman know that you ain't going for no motherfucking bitch shit. So when you was chicken shit, she bought you a Valentine shit. And you said, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn Valentine. She would go tell her girlfriend, God damn, he chicken shit. He didn't give a fuck about, you know, she'd explain this shit. And your rep would get out that you ain't no punk for bitches. It wouldn't get out that you chicken shit. But if any bitch wanted to know why you know, the other bitch thought that you wasn't no punk for bitches, they would say, that nigga chicken shit. And the other bitch would know. Don't bring no shit to this nigga, because he's going to say, fuck you. That's what it is, bro. And Gip told me that. Gip told me that. I mean, not all of what I just told you, because he told me just be chicken shit, John. And I already knew what chicken shit mean. But right. I didn't know what he meant. And he said, just make them go buy your lunch and don't eat it. Oh, that makes sense. Motherfucker buy you lunch and you ain't gonna eat it? Man, that's chicken shit. Bro, it all meant something back in the day is what I'm saying. Wasn't no just assign some kind of meaning to it. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Appreciate it, bro.
Hey, you know it, brother. I appreciate you for amassing that. That was some good shit. See, that's why I keep kicking real game to you motherfuckers. I believe in being as good of a human as I can fucking be. And I also believe in receiving all the goddamn benefits from being that damn way. Now, what I'm saying is, these benefits are not why I believe what I believe, but in the back of my head, I know these benefits are there. So it has a lot to do with why I believe what I believe. But why I believe what I believe is so I can be comfortable living the life that what I believe provides. I mean, the reasons I say what I'm saying are many. But let me tell you something. The other day, a brother who was just got out his motherfucking joint. You know, he did some shit, and his sentence was a year and a day, because he was talking about something under a year, I don't know, but anyway, it was a year and a day which made him have to go to the jail. And you know, he had bought my confidence course before he went in. And he said, look, man, I know it's, you know, I didn't did a year, it was actually another 10 that passed, so I want to buy the shit, the Common Discourse, again. You know, and I said, you want to buy it again? And he explained to me what was going on. And we kicked it for, you know, a few more moments. And when he told me his last name, which I ain't going to mention, I remembered it because his last name was unusual. And I told him to send me his email address because it was new. And I would hook him up for free. Now, he sent me his email address. And when I started putting it together, I thought about it and decided that I was going to give him the 2019 and the 2020 course. Because he just got out of the joint. I didn't have to do that. Doing that got me to thinking about the value of my confidence course. And it reminded me of a young man that had a goddamn physical problem. And he contacted me not about his problem, but he contacted me about some bitch shit. Not punk bitch shit, just some concerning the problem. And he honestly acknowledged that he was suicidal. Not now, but at one time. And he had overcome those thoughts, thankfully. But he had, you know, different issues he was working on now. And, you know, I'm being polite because he already told me he was paraplegic. And I'm waiting for him to finish. And after a couple of questions, I decided that his confidence was definitely low because of what I already knew, plus from what he was saying. And I asked him, look, man, if I send you this course to you, parts one and two, at no cost to you, and when you fucking finish it and you answer a few questions, I send you parts two and three, and I do that until I have sent you the full course. Would you follow the directions? And the motherfucker said, yeah. Now, in order for this motherfucker not to feel like I was having pity on him, I told him, man, look, you got to promote my shit. If it does anything for you, you got to promote my shit. And this motherfucker agreed. And I sent him the course. Now, after the first viewing, he wanted to pay me back. So he got in contact with me and told me how much the confidence course had made him see, you know, different than he had, you know, been seeing. And he told me of this radio personality that he knew of, that he had been in contact with, that he thought I might could use. Now, this motherfucker lacked a lot of confidence, but he stepped up and he said he would reach out to see if he could make this shit happen. Because I told him to hook me up. I ain't really tripping. Oh, shit, that's my alarm. I'm not really tripping. I just want him to, you know, to get confidence. So I'm telling you, this dude in this wheelchair that lacked confidence took a chance. And believe me, this motherfucker won. Why? Not because of my courses. Because he hadn't gotten into them that far enough, so I cannot say it was because of my courses. But my courses did make him want to take a chance that he never took before or never would have taken before. And it's because of something I said in the first few minutes of my course struck him. And don't you want to know what the hell that was? Well, sorry. I can't tell it to you. Because what he got out of it might not even be what the fuck you get. But what's so goddamn important, what's so fucking real, is that you will get something. I make sure of it, and that's love to you, where my courses parked. Man, me and bro hooked that shit up that he was talking about. But before, you know, we hung up, he told me, and I'm telling you, this is what he said, Rosebud, I never thought of the things you say on your course. But I've heard that shit before. You know, because I bought a lot of self-help shit that didn't really help me. Probably because it wasn't about me. But I really feel what you're saying, and I'm completely stoked to be on the other end of the phone speaking with you. Now, what he's saying, being the nigga he is, for whatever reason he paralyzed, blah, 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 he understands a certain kind of language. He understands a certain kind of get at me. I mean, sure, he paraplegic or whatever, but he ain't really dealing with that language because he don't want to. You got to talk to a motherfucker the way they can understand it. Now, I thanked him. Excuse me, but before day was up, this fucking radio personality that he was talking about called me. This motherfucker, I heard of this motherfucker called me. It was because of this cripple dude who didn't think he was had any type of value other than whatever he thought. What I'm saying is this, man. He realized through my course and his own will, because my course will not do shit if you ain't got no will. See, he realized that he's going to gain enough confidence to finish his road to a beautiful life given his circumstances. Now, to me, this is humanitarian work at its best. That's me. Being a humanitarian, caring for my fellow motherfucking humans in the way that I see how, in the way that I think will benefit. Now guess what? I'm in motherfucking love. I can admit it. I'm in fucking love. I was in the mirror and could not resist the charm of that motherfucker staring back at me and something fucking happened. It can only be love. I'm truly a fortunate brother. I have three distinct sets of diehard friends. You know, when I first hit the scene as John Dixon, bam, I got them. I went to school and made a name for myself, Soul Man. But damn it. I'm telling you, all my brothers had fucking nicknames and shit, so Soul Man was going to be my nickname. I don't know why I was so special. I was one of my brothers had nicknames that my parents gave them. And I didn't have no nickname. You know, shit. I don't know why I'm so goddamn special. I need no nickname. To make matters worse, I started complexing about the shit. So what I did was gave myself one. Soul Man. Then, was of course, I thought about it since I was a conceited fucking bastard even back then. I felt my name should respect, should represent my race. And what I'm saying is that name Soul Man really became important to me. It's like 63, 64. I was so into that motherfucking name, I wouldn't even use John Dixon. In my motherfucking classwork or nothing, we definitely put John Dixon, period, three, sociology, you know, this show and so. I was putting none of that. I was just putting soul man. Man, I was so stupid. The only fucking handing I'm put up there would be soul man. And at first they wouldn't grade my papers. Then they started kicking me out of class for it. But what I'm saying is, when I was the dean, Mr. Morrison, his son was an attractive. And his son, white boy. He could run, but he wasn't fast as us. But being on the track team, he was on the, I think it was a mile relay. And something like that. And he had to run some distance that he would do cool in. So when I got sent to Mr. Morrison's office, we would start talking about track. And, you know, how Larry doing this, his son doing that. And whatever I got sitting there for wouldn't even come up, man. So at first, them motherfuckers wouldn't grade my papers, the teachers. But then the dean, when he called me in his office and asked me about it, I told him, man, that's my fucking slave. John Dixon, that's my fucking slave name. And I ain't fucking with that name no more. My name's Soul Man. That's how black we was then. We don't want that slave name. Y'all call it government name. Well, that's really a slave name. And Mr. Morrison was cool. You know, he told me, you know, talk to my teachers. And he, you know, straightened it out. I didn't know what the fuck he meant, but believe me, I didn't have to put that heading on there. And then around 76, when I got sprung on this Alabama, I left school. Because, shit, that's when I became Rosebud motherfucking middle those in like 76, 75. And the reason I'm mentioning this is I have genuine friends from all of those eras. And all of those motherfuckers, I'm still fucking cool with. Just to name a few, Billy Randolph, Mike, Michelle Barksdale Porter, Sandra Glasser, Whiteman, Elaine, Claiborne Hicks, Raymond Jolla, Sammy Willis, Michael Virgil. I know Danny McLemore, Ray Williams. I'm saying these niggas is like, I'm 69. Them motherfuckers is like 62 years friends. And then I know I left all hell of motherfuckers out. My soul man years was just as important as my rosebud years. But I just thank God I have so many fucking, such a vast array of friends. And on another note, the best things oftentimes are unexpected. I was sent $40 by a brother who he had bought several conversation tools. And the $40 he sent was a like reward for my dedication to helping. You know what I did? I thanked him. And I told him I couldn't accept his money, but what I would do is offer him a ride along too for that amount. Saving him $35, mind you. I give and I receive. Now, isn't that how the fuck it should be? Man, you know my shit. Why my shit is here. Because you know my life is not guaranteed to continue past right now. I'm gone.